if we took all of the disciplines we would include in STEM, mm-hmm. including, as I was mentioning, all the different areas, interdisciplinary areas of science, there has been a tremendous change. You know, overall percentages are probably sitting close to 50%, say, in undergrad programs. The problem is where
which
they are.
Science?
So okay, we so see what is... environmental sciences, biological sciences, where representation is over 60% in a lot of programs. Physics, mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, sitting closer to 20%. So what we've seen, you know, sort of we had in the kind of middle part of the last century, the 50s, 60s, 70s, when we first started talking about this, it was appropriate to say we don't have enough women in science.
In the broad term
sense,
science.
Because it really did apply.
But why do you think it's some of these specific groups? Thoughts on why we're having those lower percentages in some of those areas?
Well, I think one of the things we know is it's not an ability thing. So most of the national and international tests will tell you girls and boys perform pretty much on a par with each other. There are certain instances where boys might slightly perform slightly better than girls, and girls might perform slightly better than boys. But on average,
it's pretty balanced.
Pretty much got it balanced.
So what's
it's not,
up?
That's not the concern.
Yeah.
So there must be other factors. There must be other, maybe even sociological, societal structures, perhaps, that are influencing whether or not girls pursue their participation in science.
So there might be a lack of encouragement to move into those areas.
So some of the big things we see are there are still some very big discrepancies on the experiences that students have, and that does seem to affect, in particular, physics. So those sort of tinkering opportunities, boys are, by and large, encouraged and provided with a lot more opportunities to do that. So a lot of the scores, when we look at sort of ability, they're the same when we take out the effect of experience. So at first, on the surface, it will sometimes look like male students, sort of through middle school and early high school, have an advantage in physical reasoning and you know, reasoning about forces and those sort of base concepts in physics. But when we take out the fact that they've had more experience with it, that's when we see that the base abilities are the same. And one big difference is experience. And part of that is social, and we look at what parents will encourage their boys and girls to do, what teachers will encourage boys and girls to do, and the opportunities they have in summer camps, in Boy Scouts versus Girl Guides. And I know there are girls in Scouts now too, but when we're kind of looking at the way, what we think are appropriate, there's also some really interesting effects for the type of encouragement that boys and girls get from their parents. So there was a really good study. It started off as one small study done in the 90s of 5th and 6th grade students. This was done in the U.S., and their parents, their views of their abilities, their actual abilities, and their parents' and teachers' views of their abilities. What made this so great is they returned to those same students 12 years later. So they were 12 years old in the first part of the study, and they returned to them when they were 24. So most of them had finished undergrad. If they were going to do that, they were sort of on the road to their careers, and they were able to trace back what kind of things predicted being in particular, physical sciences. And some things aren't a surprise, like their math ability in grade 8 was well connected to their decisions in undergrad. You know, no disputing that. Those abilities really are important. Mm-hmm. But a bigger factor than their math ability was their mom's perceptions of their math and
their
science.
Their
mother's perceptions, yeah. So that was even bigger than the effect of their actual abilities. And granted, those two things are tied together, but what was also found when they pulled that apart was that if you took a group of boys and girls with the same abilities, the moms tended to rate their sons' abilities higher than their daughters' abilities. Not through any...
In the categories of science.
And math and science.
Right.
Yeah, and it was those perceptions that seemed to actually have a very strong... Because you think about it, that... That is the everyday encouragement that they get. That is the someone every day at home telling them, you're good at this, you can do it. Why don't you think about being an engineer? Would you consider going into physics? That everyday talk that happens at home, or, hey, you might like this. All of that seems to be related to whether you think your kids are good at it. And we still see a discrepancy in how parents view their daughters' and sons' abilities.
So maybe when it comes to engaging more girls in math and science, it sounds like it has to start a little earlier, or maybe with not necessarily the teachers, but maybe with the parents.
Parents are really important. In studies not looking at gender, but studies looking at discrepancies, cultural and socioeconomic discrepancies in science interest and science persistence, another big factor we see is how science is valued at home, and whether parents have resources in terms of sort of knowing what to do. Lots of parents think science and math are important and want their kids to go into
it. But what do you do with that?
But how do you actually show your students, or your kids, sorry, how do you show your kids that? And what can you do to support them if you really think that they have those abilities?